Hi, I'm Shannon Schultz. I am 47. My sexual orientation is queer, non-binary, country of origin, United States. My first memory of having an orgasm started when my neighbor friend told me about lying under the tub. She asked me if I'd ever tried. Needless to say, I took to it like a duck to water. But I also remember not being able to completely release into the feeling. There was something so intense and scary about letting go. I didn't know what was on the other side. I continually took myself to the edge and pulled back. In retrospect, the water pressure was probably too high. To me, an orgasm feels like opening up all the doors and the windows at the beginning of a storm and welcoming in all of the elements. My orgasms build up like conjuring and calling upon previous feelings, erotic thoughts, sounds for me are a big part of it. I let my body say yes to feelings of pleasure, and by making sounds of pleasure, I get into this loop of pleasure, orgasm, laughter, repeat. I know I'm about to have an orgasm when my breath quickens, my pelvis uncontrollably shakes. My hands and fists often clench, and I have to continuously take in air and open myself. My orgasms don't always feel the same. I used to mostly orgasm through clitoral stimulation. Now I tend to orgasm and ejaculate more through G-spot stimulation. Sometimes orgasms are for pleasure, and other times orgasms are for stress release and to dig deep into the desire to release some pent-up emotion. I am a multi-orgasmic person, so one orgasm would never be enough. I enjoy feeling completely wrung out. There is not really an end to how many times I can orgasm. It's rather when I get exhausted and dehydrated, or there just simply isn't any more time, or when I've gotten to the point of having an emotional release that I'm seeking. Masturbation was never discussed in my house, one way or the other. There was zero education or discussion around pleasure or sex. That being said, there was also no shame or guilt. If I felt any shame or guilt, it was more from my peers than anywhere else. For me, the practice of orgasming around others truly allowed me to begin taking up space and understanding that my pleasure was welcome. It was like getting a personal invitation to the best party in the world. You, Shannon, are formally invited to experience as much pleasure as you wish. In my 20s and 30s, orgasms were mostly experienced solo. If I had them with a partner, I would maybe have one or two, sometimes none. In my current relationship, my orgasms are the complete focus of sex. I am encouraged to have as many as I want, however I want them, for as long as I want. Currently, I always have orgasms with partnered sex. I would tell my younger self to explore my own body and pleasure and not to wait quietly, hoping somebody else would know what I needed or wanted sexually. I would tell my younger self to unapologetically own my pleasure and sexual power.